Lutshengisa masikhangela ama-polls, lutshengisa ama-Republican engathi ayalida, aya ekuthini ngathi yibo abazonqoba ikakhulu ku-House of Congress, hayi ku-Senate, hayi kangako. So masi singaya ngawo ama-polls, hayi kusho ukuthi ama-Republicans azothatha i-Congress, i-House. Ku-Senate ngathi kule competition kakhulu lapho, ngoba sikhangelele ama-states ayi-4, i-Pennsylvania, i-Arizona, i-Nevada le-Georgia. Yikho lapho okungathi i-competition yakhona ngutshiki lobhanqa 50-50. Kodwa sikhangelele ukuthi ama-Democrats azophumelela ku-Senate.
Khona okungenza ukuthi abantu abaningi bavote ibandla lama Republicans kuyini? Bengaba beyabe besola na umbuso kamongameli Joe Biden?
Siyazi ukubana ama Republican amaningi abalandela uDonald Trump, even namanje bavele bavavumelani lokuthi uBiden wawina ngo-2020. So ama Republican anjalo siyazi vele ukuthi angeke avotele uBiden regardless of whether i-performance yakhe ibinhle kakhulu noma ibibheda. Kodwa nje just from khona lokhu ukuthi bazitshele ukuthi ukhetho luka-2020 uBiden ngazanga wini. Okunye kakhulu abakhuluma ngakho abantu, sizobe khuluma ngedumadaba le-inflation, ngoba izinto ukukhuphuka kwezinto ezitolo le petrol, so bayakhala kakhulu ngakho lokhu, bathi uhulumende kaBiden akenzi kahle ukuthi alungise udaba lwe-inflation. Kodwa siyazi thina ukuthi i-problem kakhulu ukuthi kule mpi leyenzakala e-Ukraine, njalo futhi siyazi ukuthi kulokushota kwezinto okwenziwa okusukela from i-COVID, esingathi i-supply chain disruption eyenzakalayo nge-COVID. I-China ilokhi behind ukuthi njengoba i-manufacture izinto, ngoba i-COVID ihlasele kakhulu lapho, lamanje siyazi ukuthi lokhu kulama-lockdown. So abantu ma bengakhangelisisa kahle ukuthi udubo luvela ngaphi, maybe bangatshintsha ingqondo ngokuthi basole u-Joe Biden.